Now, from the KSRM studios on King Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
President Joe Biden is moving to ban new offshore oil and gas drilling in most U.S. coastal waters, a last-minute effort to block possible action by the incoming Trump administration to expand offshore drilling. Biden, whose term expires in 2 weeks, said he is using authority under the federal Outer Continental Shelf Lands Act to protect offshore areas along the east and west coasts, the eastern Gulf of Mexico, and portions of Alaska's northern Bering Sea from future oil and natural gas leasing. Biden's orders would not affect large swaths of the Gulf of Mexico, where most U.S. offshore drilling occurs, but it would affect coastlines along California, Florida, and other states. On Monday, President-elect Donald Trump declared that after he's inaugurated on January 20th, quote, "It'll be changed on day one. I can change it immediately," end quote. Here's ABC's Karen Travers with more on the Trump team reaction.
The law that President Biden used to take this executive action, the Outer Continental Shelf Lands Act, was written in such a way so that presidential action under its authority is permanent. If the incoming Trump administration were to try to reverse President Biden's actions to ban all future offshore oil and natural gas drilling in these 625 million acres of oceans, Congress would likely have to change the law first. A spokesperson for Trump called the move by Mr. Biden, quote, "political revenge and a sucker punch on the way out the door." Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
President Biden has proposed up to 3 oil and gas lease sales in the Gulf of Mexico, but none in Alaska, as he tries to navigate between energy companies seeking greater oil and gas production and environmental activists who want him to shut down new offshore drilling in the fight against climate change. Find out more by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. An act that affects those with Social Security has become law. Here's Peyton Hernandez with more.
President Joe Biden signed into law the Social Security Fairness Act on Sunday, legislation that appeals the windfall elimination provision and government pension offset. Senator Lisa Murkowski, who has co-sponsored the legislation every year since 2003, praised the long overdue passage of the law. "I have been working on the Social Security Fairness Act for as long as I've been representing Alaska in the United States Senate," said Senator Murkowski. For Alaskans whose Social Security benefits are already being reduced by WEP or GPO, additional action is not required at this time, except to verify that the Social Security Administration has your current mailing address and direct deposit information. Together, these provisions reduce Social Security benefits for nearly 3 million Americans, including those who worked as teachers, state employees, and public safety officers. Alaska is one of the most disproportionately and negatively affected states per capita by the WEP and GPO. If you are receiving a public pension and are now interested in filing for Social Security benefits, you may file online at ssa.gov/apply. For KSRM News, I'm Peyton Hernandez.
A series of remembrances for President Jimmy Carter, which began in Georgia over the weekend, are set to culminate Thursday with the day of national mourning. Carter, who died on December 29th at the age of 100, was known in southeast Alaska as Nahoowoo, a name he was given when the Daishiton of Angoon adopted him sometime in the late 1970s. Matthew Fred of the Daishiton gave Carter his Tlingit name. It belonged to Billy Jones, who witnessed the bombardment of Angoon by the U.S. Navy in 1882. Jones was only 13, but his account eventually became the basis for an apology the Navy Secretary made to the village last October, 142 years after the bombardment. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.